Hey everyone, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on Android and iOS. Welcome to a special edition of We the Norm with world-famous attorney Norm Jeston. All right, Norm, prior to Game 7, prior to Game 5, Toronto up and roar. Let's get to the Leafs. Game 7, in your opinion, what's going to happen?
It's unpredictable. I mean, I'd like to say Leafs are going to win, but who the heck knows? I mean, each team has won three games, and every time a team has won, they were the better team. So you've got three games where Boston came out and were the better team, and you got three games where the Leafs have been the better team. So who the heck knows? But I'll tell you what, the Leafs have to, if they play, you take a look at Game 5, and the Leafs won the special teams. And in Game 6, they were horrible on the special teams. So that right there can tell you what's going to happen. If the Leafs kill penalties or don't take penalties, and if they get a goal or two on the power play, well, then we can win. So who the heck knows? It's been a back-and-forth series. Anything can happen.
Let me ask you this. Give me two players who have to stand out for the Leafs today. Like throughout the series, we haven't seen really Tavares. Mitch Marner, after Game 1, he's disappeared. Morgan Riley's on a tear. Looks like he's another offenseman.
Well, Riley and Matthews have been really good offensively. I think you hit it on the head. I think Marner and Tavares have to step up and be what they were in Game 1. I mean, Boston's kind of nullified them since then. So, if they can get, if they can be in on a couple of goals, then that's really good for us, right?
Now, does Babcock change the lines today going, let's say if the game is tied heading into the third period, does he stack up Matthews, Marner, Tavares on a line?
I think it depends on the flow of the game. It depends whether we're dominating. I mean, even in Game 6, we dominated for long stretches in the third period, but we were getting killed in the second period. And if we're getting, if we're not generating any offense, then, you've got to think about breaking up the lines. But if we are generating offense, then it's just a question of finding a way to get it in. He may not. So, I think it's kind of wait until the flow of the game, right? But on the other hand, I mean, Boston changed their lines at the beginning of Game 6, and it paid off. So, I mean, if he's going to do it right at the beginning of the game, take a chance. But he won't do that because that's not like him.
So, okay, so let's get a couple questions. Let's get to your prediction. Who takes Game 7?
I pick him. I can't make a prediction on it.
Okay. Now, from what I hear, the winner of Game 7 automatically will play Thursday, Saturday, and whoever wins plays the home game. So Thursday, Saturday, Game 1, 2, maybe at Scotiabank Arena. There's also another Game 7 tonight. San Jose, Las Vegas, who you got in that one?
Wow. I'm going to pick San Jose in that one.
Their comeback will be complete. They were down 3-1. And tomorrow night, another Game 7. And I got to ask you this one. The defending Stanley Cup champions, Washington, Game 7 against Carolina.
Is Ovechkin going to be suspended or not?
I don't believe he'll be suspended. I don't believe. If he is, no. It's great. But I don't believe he'll be suspended.
Then I pick Washington to win it.
All right. So, that's for National Hockey League. Now let's get to the Scotiabank Arena, which I believe you're going to be at. Game 5, the Raptors, Orlando Magic. It shouldn't be even Game 5. They should have won it in 4 straight. But anyways, you think the Raptors close it out for the earliest they ever did?
I think they should. We'll know early. Orlando has it. Orlando looked demoralized yesterday. And they've got to find some way to stop both Kawhi and Siakam. They've sort of slowed one of them down in each game, but they can't seem to stop both. So if they don't do that, then it should be over. And that's not an easy task for them. And the other thing is they got to get Vucevic going. So those are hard things to do, you know, with Gasol in there. But you never know. I mean, you get Gasol into foul trouble early, and things can change. But I think it's going to be tough for them.
All right. And from what I hear, if the Raptors win tonight, the second round of the series will start at the Scotiabank Arena on Saturday. Depending on the Leafs, from what I hear, will be Saturday if the Leafs are not playing, or Sunday, game one. But depending on the Leafs there. Also, other series, Brooklyn and Philadelphia, who you got?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Brooklyn's going to take another game.
Really? Okay. And
if Brooklyn takes another game, not necessarily. But
Brooklyn's going to lose game six at home.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I just think they got a little bit of fight left in them, more so than Orlando does. And Philly might be a bit complacent, so I'm going to say Brooklyn will steal one tonight.
All right, and the only series, 2-2, San Antonio and Denver.
Boy, oh boy. And this is now going to Denver, right?
Yes.
This is going to Denver. Denver's starting to figure things out, aren't they? It's been an even series. I mean, you know, it depends if DeRozan gets his whistle. And they got the Joker. You know, really good. I mean, this could be one of the most even series. For a 2-7 series, it's pretty good. But I'm gonna say Denver.
All right, and another game tonight. Oklahoma and Portland. Portland's up 3-1. Is that a surprise to you?
You know, yes and no. It's not a surprise because Portland's playing really well. And Oklahoma is just so inconsistent. What the surprise is that why is Oklahoma so inconsistent? I mean, why? Why?
I don't know. All right, and well, two more matchups. Tomorrow, Utah and Houston. Houston could close it out at home. They're leading 3-1. Do they close it out tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, Utah might have one more win in them. They might.
Right.
But it's tough. It's tough for them. I mean, look, are they figuring out James Harden? James Harden is struggling from three right now, right? So, I don't know.
And finally, the Clippers and Golden State. I think Golden State closes it out.
That's finished.
So we got second round already, what we expected. Boston and Milwaukee. Who you got in the second round? Because Milwaukee has looked amazing. Boston looked pretty good. Who you got?
I'd like to see, obviously, a long 7-game slugfest. I just think I watched Milwaukee last night. Now Detroit without Blake Griffin, the other guys just looked like a deer caught in the headlight in the second half. But you know, Brooke Lopez, I mean, blocking shot after shot. It's hard to say because you could see that Detroit did not play very well in the second half. They made poor decisions. They kept on trying to sort of force the ball through Lopez, and they can't do that. And, and then Milwaukee just got comfortable, and they just started hitting their shots. So, but against Boston, that's not going to happen. I think what's really interesting is I think in the Eastern Conference, the bigs are taking on more and more importance. You know, you've got Gasol, shutting down Vukovic, and you've got Ibaka playing his best basketball in years and blocking shots, and then you've got Aaron Baines. And I think, you know, Boston has not, when Aaron Baines was out of the lineup, they did not play well, and he adds a lot to them. And then you've got Brook Lopez is being a beast, you know, for Milwaukee. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, Brook Lopez against the combination of Horford and Baines and the defenses, and Boston is very deep through on their bench. So, I mean, I got to say, but I think I got to pick Milwaukee. I think it's going to be shorter than people think. I think it's going to be five or six tops, but I would like to see it go seven. And I think that if Boston wins, I think they're a better matchup for us. So I'd like to see that.
I think Boston will win. I think I'm calling Boston to beat Milwaukee here. I think Boston will. All right, another thing going on in Toronto is the Blue Jays. They had an impressive road trip, but tonight they will begin interleague action against San Francisco and some guy named Kevin Pillar.
Yeah, is anybody going to that game? Have they sold any seats for that?
Let me ask you, you're a season ticket holder for the Blue Jays. How about you give me the Raptor tickets and you go to Blue Jays? How about that?
No.
No, that would be...
I mean, it's too bad. I mean, it'd be nice. First of all, is Vlad playing tonight?
No. It looks like they're going to call him up on Thursday. But he is not playing tonight.
Well, it would be nice to have a nice crowd to watch Kevin Pillar, and maybe they'll get a better crowd tomorrow, because tomorrow it's the 4 o'clock game and there's no sort of Leaf or Raptor in the game. So maybe they'll get a better crowd, but it would be nice to have a nice crowd for Pillar.
Yeah, he has four home runs, 14 RBIs, but his batting average is 192. So, you know,
well, that's Pillar. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. By the way,
we're looking good. I mean, what are we, 2.5 games out of a wild card spot right now?
Yeah, and you know, let's face it, we're 11-12. We blew a couple games, three, four games, and well, you know, this Western road trip, name one time they take 3 out of 4 from Minnesota. Minnesota's in first place, and they sweep Oakland in Oakland. Name the last time they did that.
Oh, I can't remember. That's a long time ago that we did that. So the bats are coming alive, but you know, now we got two pitching injuries. I mean, Shoemaker was so good, and he's out for the year. On a stupid rundown, and then
Sanchez with the nail
with the finger again, and you just know. I mean, they say he might not miss a start, but here we go again. You know, it's like Al Leiter. You know, how many years did it take Al Leiter to get rid of his finger issues?
Yeah, it's crazy. And like, no, you know, they have, well, the Blue Jays have like 10 pitchers, 11 pitchers, and one pitcher has a fingernail problem for 2-3 years. So it's like, I don't get it, but what can you do there? What can you do? All right, Norm, let me ask you this. Any other thing you want to talk about before we close it out and promote your world-famous son, Adam?
Yeah, well, Brooke Henderson now is tied for the lead for most golf tournaments on a major tour, won by a Canadian, as she won in Hawaii on the weekend. So good for her. Congratulations. Great young player. Fun to watch. If you get a chance to watch her in any tournament, you should, because she's really good. So that's going on. And the rest, I mean, I think Toronto FC, I haven't really followed them. I think they're doing all right.
Yeah, they got a big star. Pozuelo is a real big star for Toronto FC. So.
Yeah, and the PGA is coming up this month. They've moved to PGA, the major, right? So Tiger Woods. But people seem to think that this is the one major that will be the most difficult for Tiger to get, because more than other majors, this one requires you to be long off the tee. And And Tiger has lost a bit on that as compared to some of the younger players. So, but you never know. You never know. He, you know, had a great Masters and three more, and he ties Nicklaus, right? So for the most majors.
And one other thing that I can't forget here, even though Maple Leafs are in Game 7, the Toronto Marlies are in the playoffs, and they won back-to-back road contests, beating Rochester. Rochester was 9 points better than them. They head to Coca-Cola Coliseum, formerly Rico Coliseum, tomorrow to play Game 3. The first round of the AHL playoffs is 3 out of 5, so if they win tomorrow, they go to the second round. Kudos to the Toronto Marlies. Not a lot of people are talking about Toronto Marlies. Hell, the Maple Leaf season may be over. Go support the Toronto Marlies.
Yeah, that's great. Good for them.
All right, tell everybody about your world-famous son, Adam Jessen.
Yeah, check out his latest video called Vlad on YouTube. Lots of fun. And check and if you need him to write some music or help you with the video, check him out at northernfrequency.com. And yeah. By the way, Joe,
yep.
We have opened up a second Pico franchise on Bloor's on the south side, just east of Bathurst. There's a beautiful patio for a nice day like today. You can get your build your own pizza in 90 seconds, sit outside of the patio and have a cool one and enjoy a delicious, piping hot, build your own pizza in 90 seconds in this beautiful weather.
And tell everybody where it is again.
The new one is on Bloor Street on the south side, one block east of Bathurst Street.
All right, Bloor and Bathurst. And don't forget to check out the other location located in Adelaide. Go down before you watch the Raptors game and hopefully a Leafs game and all that. Next week, I'll go down to Pico. This week, I can't have pizza, but next week, I'm sure going to go down to Pico, visit Pico, one of the best pizzas in the world, let alone in Toronto. All right, Norm, any last comments?
Well, let's go Leafs go. Let's go Raptors. And too bad both games are on at the same time, but, you know, it is what it is.
All three games, Leafs, Raptors, and Jays, all are on same time at 7 p.m. But we know you're going to be at Scotiabank Arena. You don't even want to give me those tickets to go to the Blue Jays. What kind of Blue Jay fan are you?
Well,
I don't think I think if everybody had a choice between the Leafs and or the Raptors and Blue Jays today, they'd go to Raptors. So hopefully Raptors big win, hopefully Leafs big win. And don't forget, let's just give a special shout out. 1 year ago today, tragedy happened at Yonge Street. So let's give a special shout out to the people who suffered tremendously last year in Yonge Street there.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Norm. We'll be back with Lee the Norm later on this week celebrating Toronto victories. Right, Norm?
I certainly hope so.
Thanks a lot, Norm.
All right, talk to you later, Joe.